A new report from the Modern Language Association finds a disheartening trend for foreign language lovers. It found a fairly significant drop in the number of college students studying foreign languages. About 100,000 fewer students took language classes in 2013 than in 2009, the last time the association surveyed students. Comes as overall college enrollment continues to grow.
So what exactly is behind the drop, and is it fair to say that Americans might be falling out of love with learning foreign languages?
We'll hear from a foreign language professor and advocate in just a bit. First, we're joined by Roberto Ferdman. He's a reporter at the Washington Post Wonk blog, where he covered this story. Roberto, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. I'd like to point out that I'm also an advocate of foreign languages, so I might not be a professor.
Well, we mentioned some of the numbers there, but as you're seeing these numbers, how big a drop is this in our interest in foreign languages?
It's important to look at the drop with some perspective. In speaking with the MLA after looking at the findings, they reiterated to me that overall it's not as impactful as one might think, because the trend over time is that enrollment is going up. That being said, when you look at the statistic and you zoom in a little bit, the student bodies across the nation are going up as well. So on a per-student basis, people are actually less likely in college to study languages than they used to be. I apologize. There's some noise seeping through the window.
That's okay. Go ahead.
So basically what we're seeing is that there are still a lot of students taking classes, but on a per-student basis, yes, students are less likely to take a language in college than they used to be.
So assuming that there is some measurable decline that, you know, isn't explained away, what are some of the reasons for that?
One of them... And people might experience this most in cities and private schools that have the funds to teach students languages from an early age. But students are learning languages from an early age, whether that's Spanish or English. They might be enrolled in a school beginning in elementary where they are learning a second language along with English. And therefore, when they get to college, they don't need to take or have the same impetus to take a second language. That's one of the main reasons that was pointed out. The other is that there are a lot of course offerings that simply didn't exist 30 or 40 years ago, specifically when it comes to technology. There are a lot of professions now that students study towards working in that require an understanding of computer science, that require an understanding of, require technical skills that need to be studied in university. So they're taking these classes instead of language classes, which, by the way, are time-consuming, you know, not just in the space they take up on one schedule, but in actual literal time, they tend to meet more often during the week and meet for longer hours.
So coming off of the big, the Great Recession, does that factor into the decline? People are thinking, I need a focus of study that leads directly to a job. I'm going to cut the foreign language because I don't see that job connection.
There's definitely some of that playing into the decisions and the decline. If the difference between getting a job and not getting a job, at least in a student's eyes, is taking computer science classes instead of furthering their French, that's certainly something that one would imagine they would consider. And that's something that the MLA sees as playing into the decline in language enrollments.
Are there any languages that are bucking this seeming downward trend?
There are some, and perhaps more obvious ones. One would be Chinese. More students are taking Chinese, perhaps because they see the opportunity to use the language in international business, perhaps because they see the rise of China and want to be able to interact with a growing country and economy. Also, more Americans are taking sign language, which is interesting. I'm not quite sure why, and I didn't speak to the MLA specifically about why. But it bucked the trend as well. If I had to guess, I would say that it has to do with the fact that many people, sign language is, you know, a necessary language. But there are, conversely, a few languages that are seeing exactly the opposite happen. Spanish, which has increased dramatically over the years to a point where now over 50% of enrollments are in Spanish language classes, has kind of, you know, gone up over the years and then dropped recently. French, however, which once made up about 30% of enrollment, now makes up only 12%. And Russian and German have also seen significant declines. They make up less than 10%, if I'm not mistaken, if not 5%.
And is there a sense when you talk to people with the Modern Language Association that they want to get more urgency into the need to promote foreign language learning?
Well, in their eyes, language is an important part of university education experience. It's important because it allows for cultural immersion beyond one's immediate country. But they didn't speak to specific actions because they aren't worried over the long term. The drop in the rate at which students are taking classes is slight, and they view the 100,000 student or enrollment drop as an externality of the recession, of tough times, which, it hopefully won't continue.
Roberto, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
That was Roberto Ferdman, reporter at the Washington Post Wang blog. We've been talking about his piece on Americans and foreign languages.
Rob Howell joins us now in the studio. He's the director of the UW-Madison Language Institute and a professor of German and Dutch. Rob, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
So as someone who's working on this on foreign languages day in and day out with students, is there anything else you'd like to add to explain the trends that we're talking about in foreign language learning?
Well, I think that from our perspective, there's sort of national trends, and then there's also the local perspective here at the University of Wisconsin. Here in Madison, we actually graduate more language majors than any other university in the United States, about 450 a year. We haven't seen a huge decline in language study. There are some areas that are more popular and some less, but students still seem very much involved in language study. And so we're obviously tracking all of these trends, but we're not horribly concerned.
As students make the decision about what to study in the coming years, can you make the case about why foreign languages are still worth pursuing?
I think I can. I think it's fairly clear that students are entering into a global economy and a global world, and it's not only important for them to be able to communicate in other languages, but also to develop sort of a cross-cultural competence. That is to say that they can move easily in other cultures, which can be quite different from their home culture. And of course, languages are really baked into the cultural environment where they are spoken. And so I think that, this development of a high level of proficiency in a language will turn into a real plus, both from a personal standpoint, but also from the standpoint of the development of their career. So, I think that the case is quite clear. We work very hard here in Madison at getting students to higher levels of proficiency and to get them abroad, where we have a very, very successful study abroad program.
Some people, I'll include myself in that some, find learning a foreign language daunting. It can be quite a chore. What do you say to people who might shy away from trying to pick up a foreign language in, say, a classroom setting to get them to overcome that initial hurdle of fear?
Well, I think it's understandable because you're basically embarking on something in which you have no competence when you start out. So that is a little bit intimidating. But by the same token, language courses are small. They're welcoming. You develop a sort of community within the course. And I think that students find out that they're actually quite enjoyable. And so getting people in the door is one thing. We have a great advantage here in Wisconsin in that our schools, our K-12 schools, do a great job with getting students to a high level of competence by the time they come to college, and they're often ready to branch out and do a second and third language. So our teachers out in the schools have done a great job of promoting languages as well.
Do you have to be a young person to learn a language properly and more easily, have a nice malleable brain, or can you take it up when you're older in life, in your later adulthood?
Children certainly have real advantages in terms of learning languages. I've seen my own children get to a pretty high level of proficiency in German in about 4 months of attending German schools, and that's just astonishing. You can also acquire languages to a high level of proficiency whatever age you are.
We're talking now about dropping enrollment numbers for college foreign language classes and wondering, are Americans losing their interest in learning foreign languages?
Rob Howell is with us from the UW-Madison, and you can join in as well at 800-642-1234. Do you think learning a foreign language still holds the same appeal? Did you study a foreign language high school, college years, or later in life? Was it worth it? Have you gone back and revisited and tried to reacquire those foreign language skills? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We're talking right now with Rob Howell of the UW-Madison Language Institute. He's making the case that foreign languages are worth learning despite falling numbers in the classes.
What do you think? Is it valuable to get some foreign language experience in college or elsewhere? Or is it time better spent studying something else? If you studied a foreign language, what was your experience? What did you get out of it? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Go right to a caller. We've got Heather on the line in Sun Prairie. Heather, hi.
Oh, hey. Hey, thank you for taking my call. This is my favorite topic in the whole world, actually. I was going to say that there are some really amazing opportunities available for people who do speak foreign languages fluently. And I gave the screener the example. My own son is going to be attending university in Portugal, where the tuition is about $1,000 a year, because he speaks fluent Portuguese. And I myself studied, and I didn't pay any tuition in both Sweden and Portugal. So you can take advantage of educational opportunities in other countries.
Heather, thank you so much. Rob, studying abroad to learn that foreign language, that's got to be a good way to hammer it home.
It's actually a fantastic experience. And we have about 1,500 or so students every year who study abroad from the Madison campus. And in fact, I have two sons right now who are living and working and studying in Germany.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot, Heather. Appreciate that. And we're going to go next to John in Green Bay. Hi, John.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure, what do you think?
Yep, I think from my perspective as somebody who just graduated from college, can you hear me okay?
Uh-huh.
I feel like foreign languages are great, especially if you're going into something where you're going to be using the foreign language, but I think from a lot of people in my position are so focused on trying to find full-time jobs that we don't really have the opportunity to take up some of these foreign languages because they're not really relatable to our degrees or what we're trying to pursue, so we just don't really have that ability to do something almost as like a hobby or something for fun.
John, do you imagine pursuing a foreign language later on after college, or is this something you think that you'll just end up taking a pass on?
I would love to pursue a foreign language and become proficient in a language, but as I said, now it's just kind of focusing on just getting a full-time job.
Got it. Well, thank you so much for your thoughts, John. Appreciate that. And John's saying he and some of his cohort don't feel like they have the credits to spare to take these languages. They need to really focus in on getting a job.
Well, that's obviously understandable, but it is worth noting that language is more than just something that's fun. It's also a saleable skill. And in fact, recent data has come out indicating that students who major in languages have the highest initial salaries of any students coming out of the arts and sciences, so out of the liberal arts. So,
why would that be?
Well, because in many instances, there are employers who are looking for people who have a high level of proficiency in a language, whether it's Japanese or whatever. And students are finding that even if they don't have deep skills in a given area like finance or whatever, they're still able to find employment because of their language skills.
John, thanks a lot for the call and good luck to you. We'll go now to Sarah in Waukon, Iowa. Sarah, hi.
Hi. I took high school Spanish, and then I tested out of it in college, so I haven't taken any language for a long time now. But I think that high school teachers are very influential for whether or not students want to take a language. My first choice was German. My second choice was French, but the only language that our high school offered was Spanish. So, of course, I took Spanish. And also, most high schools only have one, at least small schools like I went to, have only one language teacher. So if there's they have a bad teacher, of course, many students are not going to enjoy or complete a language class.
Sarah, thanks a lot for the call. Rob, you were nodding when she talked about the role of the high school foreign language teacher.
We are always so impressed by the dedication of the middle school and high school language teachers. And when we host events on the Madison campus, like World Languages Day or German Day or whatever, you see the great job that they're doing getting our students excited about language learning. And they continue then at the university.
Now, a lot of us may have studied some languages earlier in life, and years go by, you don't really use them. This is, I include myself in this, French, German, and Italian in my case. I know just a little bit, but what if I want to pick it up later on? Are there opportunities to do that, or lifelong language opportunities we should be aware of?
Yeah, I can only really tell you my own experience. I did a fair amount of French when I was in college, but that was 30 years ago. But then when I had occasion to spend some extended periods of time in France where I needed to speak French, it came back rather quickly. So I think that those are the kinds of things that you can brush up very, very quickly, just like any other skill.
Is there something to finding a good match, finding the right language that fits, I don't know, our interests, our personalities?
Well, I think interest is the number one thing, because learning a language is difficult, and it takes a lot of time and concentration and so on. So if you have a personal interest based on a relationship, a friendship you might have, or heritage. A lot of students want to be able to talk to their grandparents who speak a language. There are all kinds of motivations, but I think you should definitely pick something that interests you first and foremost.
Well, Rob, thank you so much for being here today.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me on.
We've been speaking with Rob Howell, director of the UW-Madison Language Institute and a professor of German and Dutch.